Hey everyone, today's featured record is My Feet Are Smiling by Leo Kaki. Leo was born in Athens, Georgia in 1945, and since then he's become recognized as one of the best fingerstyle guitarists of the past 50 or so years. During his childhood, he first learned how to play trombone, then moved to violin, and then finally settled on guitar, where he developed his own really unique, unconventional style that he carries through the rest of his career. In his later teenage years, he attended two separate colleges before dropping out and then hitchhiking and busking his way around the country, playing wherever he could. He eventually landed in the Twin Cities, where he played around a ton there, got noticed, and then recorded his debut album, 6 and 12 String Guitar, for John Fahey's Tacoma label. This was a really big break for him because, if you don't know, John Fahey is widely regarded as one of the best fingerstyle guitarists of the past 100 or so years, and kind of a leader of the American primitivist guitar movement, if you want to call it that. So regardless, it was a huge break for Leo and kickstarted his career. Since then, he's released 18 studio albums, I believe 6 live albums, a few collaboration records, and then has played on a bunch of other stuff for people. So he's had a very successful career. This is his second live album, which was recorded in December of 1972 in Minneapolis. And I just really love it. I love the atmosphere of it. He jokes between a lot of the songs, and his personality really shows through. I like that there are some blemishes in his playing in the first 30 seconds. He tries to start the first song and just completely messes up, and he's like, oh, I really busted that one. And it really sets a great mood for the rest of the record. And it also just makes it more impressive hearing his playing, because there was no, you know, studio trickery or overdubs. It was just him on stage ripping these songs. And it's one of my favorite live guitar albums ever, really. There are vocals on a few songs, because over the years he did sing on some of his songs, but it's mainly instrumental guitar. It's also great to listen through his discography kind of all the way through, because in the mid-80s, his style shifted a lot because he had developed some pretty severe tendonitis from how intense his playing was before. So he switched his style to a more classical setup so that there was less strain on his right hand, which relieved some of those tendonitis symptoms and gave his music a softer feel. I especially liked some of his records in the 90s because of him having to adjust. They have a really different feel to his earlier stuff and are almost a little more experimental. But he's an amazing musician, composer, guitarist, and you could really find most of his records for under $5, and they're always worth grabbing because there's always a few gems on them, even if you don't like the whole thing all the way through. So yeah, Leo Kaki. Hope you check him out, and hope you have a good night.